This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. That is the sound of traditional English tradesmen known as wallers chiseling away at the De Cordova Sculpture Park and Museum in Lincoln. Stone by stone, they're building what looks like a simple shed embedded in a hillside. It's actually New England's first public installation by the acclaimed international land artist Andy Goldworthy. WBUR's Andrea Shea has more on his project's purpose: to channel the visceral power of rain.
In the 2001 documentary Rivers and Tides, Andy Goldsworthy treks through marshes and forests to painstakingly craft intricate, fragile sculptures. He uses decaying leaves, flower petals, mud, twigs, and icicles he breaks with his teeth.
When I make a work, I often take it to the very edge of its collapse. And that's a very beautiful balance.
Goldsworthy also builds rugged land installations with fallen trees, boulders, and stones. But one of his muses at the De Cordova isn't quite as earthy.
I love drain holes. You know, that interface between what we see on the surface to below and this with the water that goes down these drains. And nobody looks at them except me.
The 62-year-old artist spotted a drain hole in the museum's back parking lot. Now it's the entry point for a conduit that will feed rainwater to his new site-specific project.
You know, I wanted something that would go under the surface of the place, be a little internal, not just out there to be on show, but to be felt and experienced. And just conceptually, generally, that's what I like to do. I like to look beyond the surface of things.
Can you go and have a look?
Yeah.
So this is the watershed.
Five dusty masons are at work inside the rustic shelter. It's like one you'd ramble past on a hike. When the watershed is done, visitors will be able to sit inside. If they're lucky, it will start raining.
They'll hear the sound on the roof. It's a tin roof, so there'll be the sound.
Rainwater will travel from the parking lot drain to a 10-inch hole in the center of the watershed's back wall.
And then if it really carries on, the water will begin to trickle from the hole. And if they get a really good storm, that will start to flow with a considerable force. So there'll be this kind of almost threat. You'll be threatened inside the building. And I quite like that sense that nature doesn't stop at the walls of a building.
Goldsworthy hopes it evokes the feeling of a flash flood experienced up close in a 9-by-15-foot space. All that water will seep through gravel into an underground drainage system. The watershed's dramatic rear wall is made of granite cut and fitted to form concentric circles. They're the artist's nod to the humble yet expertly curved curbstones lining New England streets. His team of dry stone wallers assemble the watershed's sides with their hands.
The feel of the stonework is so important. There's this, like, the spirit of the stonework. And that's what I try and bring to the work.
Oh, this is my crew from Britain, Ed.
Hi.
Gordon.
My name's Gordon Wilton. I live in Derbyshire, England. I've been working with Andy 23 years. Done a hell of a lot of work with him. And beautiful stuff, too.
Wilton recalls the domes and passageways they've built in the past. Like Goldsworthy, he learned to be a waller decades ago while working on a farm.
I teach dry stone walling back in England, but never get enough young people coming into the trade. You know, it's like a dying art, dry stone walling, which is sad, really.
While Goldsworthy's stone projects can appear almost effortless, Wilton says building them can be anything but.
It's quite a challenge at times. Sometimes we think it's impossibility. Well, it always gets done.
Nature will change the watershed over time as fuzzy green moss and lichens grow across its pale gray stones. While the structure is solid, Goldsworthy says it's also vulnerable, like all of his permanent works.
Unless they're sat in, unless they're used, they will die.
That's unlikely here, though, considering the number of fans who make pilgrimages to see Goldsworthy's installations at places like Storm King in the Hudson Valley and San Francisco's Presidio. In Lincoln, the artist hopes visitors will engage with nature's cycles, its volatility and peace, whenever they enter the watershed.
This will sit here dormant for most of the time, and then it will come to life when it rains with an unpredictability that I really like. You know, granite is, it's gravestones, it's a dead stone, it's just a perfect foil for a work like this. It's going to erupt into life every so often, then go quiet again.
If this summer's dramatic rainstorms continue, Andy Goldsworthy's watershed will have plenty to say when it's unveiled in the fall. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
You can see pictures of Andy Goldsworthy and his Wallers at the Decordova Museum in the Artery section of our website, wbur.org.